News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Hurricane Milton is set to be the worst storm to hit Florida in a century. Residents are being warned by officials to flee or die. Hurricane specialist Dr. Athena Masson is in Florida. She's with us now. Athena, how bad is this storm?
It's definitely a storm that has been keeping us all on edge for the past few days now. And I would definitely be going with what emergency managers and meteorologists are saying, is that the Tampa Bay area has not experienced a hurricane like this, a major hurricane, since all the way back in 1921. There are people who have never been through this type of event before. So the past couple of days, we've been seeing evacuations being taken place, and people are taking this seriously. They have been heading out. They've been going either off towards the East Coast or to the north and the south. But this is definitely a storm that it hasn't even hit land yet, and it's going to be in our memory for many, many years to come.
I'm just looking at some of the charts. It looks like it's going to hit tomorrow and probably with gusts of 180, 200 kilometers an hour. So that's extremely destructive, not to mention the sea swell that will follow that.
Absolutely. So we are looking at landfall. It should take place overnight Wednesday and into Thursday. So it's going to be a nighttime landfalling hurricane. And that's dangerous on many levels because it's dark. You can't see anything. But in addition, with power outages as well, and that storm surge that is expected to be increasing and coming ashore as well in the Tampa Bay area and even for areas just to the south of that, We're expecting storm surge values of 10 to 15 feet in some locations. And with the winds on top of that, even if it comes ashore as a Category 3, it's a Category 5 right now. So a Category 3, we're looking at wind speeds of about 178 to 208 kilometers per hour. No matter what structure is really in that way, especially if you are along the coast, that's complete devastation right there. It really does not matter at this point if it's a Category 3, a Category 4, or a Category 5, is that the damage along the coastal areas, that's going to be a big concern.
Sweeping in then across Florida, it looks like it's going to head towards Orlando and out onto the other side. It's going to avoid some of the northern states that were devastated by Helene, but it is going to cause serious disruption right across the state. And a lot of that state is still picking up the pieces after Storm Helene.
Yes. So it's not a West Coast event. It is a whole Florida Peninsula event because as Milton goes across the state and it impacts areas like Orlando, all the way out towards Titusville and the Space Coast, is that it does exit out into the Atlantic. But the East Coast is now very vulnerable. So what happens is that once Milton reaches the Atlantic coast is that we have a shift in the winds. So the storm surge, the greatest amount of storm surge, is then going to be to the north of the storm because we have that onshore flow. So areas like Jacksonville, St. Augustine, where I'm located, all the way down towards Palm Coast and Daytona Beach, that's then our storm surge. But it's not just the storm surge, it's the heavy winds that we will be experiencing. Category 1, Category 2, possibly even maintaining Category 3 as it is crossing the whole state out into the Atlantic. So it's not just a West Coast event. Everyone needs to stop really looking at the center of the storm and look that it is a large storm that's going to affect the entire Florida Peninsula.
Finally, Athena, what is utterly tragic about this story is that there are those who are probably not evacuating now, and they're probably the same people who would say that climate change hasn't caused two hurricanes to devastate the same part of the country in quick succession. But is there any doubt in your mind that climate change is feeding this type of aggressive hurricane in a way that we haven't seen before?
Absolutely. And I always say that we can't just factor one hurricane and say that one major hurricane is because of climate change. However, we have been seeing an increase in hurricane activity, especially major hurricanes, categories 3, 4, and 5, all the way back since 2016 and even further. We cannot deny that we are seeing an increase of these storms, not just in frequency, but intensity. We know that sea surface temperatures are warming, and we know that wind shear in the atmosphere is also decreasing, which is favorable for hurricanes to form. So to just plug our ears and say climate change has nothing to do with this. That's not really wise on our part, is that we've been seeing this time and time again. And we need to understand that this is probably the new normal, that each hurricane season, it's just going to be very active, more so than what it should have been in the normal years.
Okay, Dr. Athena Mason, hurricane specialist in Florida. Stay safe, Athena. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.